Question number three. In our last reflection, we looked briefly at how and what we think about ourselves. I really hope the Lord revealed to you your value and that you're worth caring for yourself in really, truly meaningful ways. Many of our choices are born out of the what I call feeling reaction we have to the thoughts that we think. So consider food choices, for example, as being an area of life where it's very common to have this reaction. So for example, I might think, oh, my kids are driving me crazy and I'm so stressed out. So that's the thought. And then I react to my feeling of being stressed out by wanting to eat something to make me feel better. And I want that thing that I eat to hit that pleasure point in my brain. I can guarantee I'm not making a great food choice from this place. If I stop and recognize the stress and then ask what I really need to do to ease the stress, the answer is usually not eating. Try spending some time examining your own triggers over the next few days. If your body's asking for relief from stress, then offer it a true stress relief, like breathing, time out for yourself, fresh air, a healthy snack if you're truly hungry. Pay attention to what your body's asking for and offer it only the best, because you're really too valuable for anything less. And today, Christ's question brings this up. It's about matching up what's asked for with what is given. Or in this case, he reveals kind of the contrast. If your body's going to ask for something good, is your answer to give it something not so good? I leave you with Christ's question from Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 through 10. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Again, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake?